I'm a technical evangelist here at Microsoft.
Now you're a real technical evangelist.
I am an absolute technical evangelist.
I just play one on TV.
I can't code. Honest to goodness. Yeah, that's right. I can code. Yeah. I've been coding for about, 25 years or so. For quite a while.
Wow. Yeah. And so you're my idea of a real technical evangelist, where you actually write apps and demonstrate how to use new platforms and stuff like that.
Exactly. So. I focus on Avalon, specifically for component vendors.
Yep.
Those are the guys who make the charts and the grids and so on, and then tools vendors for Avalon. So if you've seen like XAMPP 3D by Electric Rain, Cool Tool, or Aurora by Mobiform, those kinds of things.
Very cool. And I heard you have this really cool Adobe Illustrator to XAML plugin that you wrote.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. We, as part of evangelism, we obviously want to get people excited about what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we all kind of sat down in a room and said, okay, well, we've got graphic designers. They're out there. They're not a group that we normally are used to talking to. We're used to talking to developers. So I said, well, what are the tools that graphic designers already use, and what could we do to help them get their graphic designs out of those tools so they could use them in Avalon? So we did some discussion, and of course Adobe popped to mind. Adobe Photoshop came up very quickly. And although Photoshop's a great app, and we all love it, and I love to use it, Avalon is more of a vector-based engine. So we went over to Illustrator and said most of them are probably going to have Illustrator on their desktop. It's a great tool. Is there any way that we could make it easy for these graphic artists to get their designs, their logos, whatever it may be, their collateral, out of Illustrator into some format that can be used for Avalon? In a prior life, I just relocated out here about 5 months ago, but when I was with MCS in the field working with customers, my most recent project is a good example. There's a barrier between generating good UI from a designer perspective and getting that actually implemented in code. You know, we'd have our designer who was fantastic work in Photoshop, spit out a bitmap, and then we'd have to chop up the bitmap or say, boy, we really can't quite achieve this fancy gradient or rotation that you want.
Yeah.
So that there'd be the cycle of going back and forth. So when you talk about workflow between a designer and a developer in that instance, it's really kind of painful.
Yeah.
Right? There isn't much workflow.
No.
So of course Avalon promises the fact that I can generate this XAML code, this representation of my object model in XAML, and hand it off to a developer who can put it in Visual Studio, can hook up some behaviors, can do those kinds of things, and really bring it to life. And, I'm a skeptic. I'm a technical skeptic like anyone else. So I said, that's a great ambition. I hope we can do it.
Yeah.
And, of the customers I've been working with and partners I've been working with and talked to, it actually works. I mean, it does do what we say it's going to do.
Yeah.
So literally, you can have a designer go into a tool like Illustrator, and I'll show you here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Pull up whatever graphics they want, design whatever graphics they want, export it to a XAML file, hand it off to a developer, and they can take it and make it live.
Yep.
So the workflow is gorgeous.
It's going to completely change. It's interesting. Adobe Illustrator is one of the first apps I learned, and it was a really tough app to learn, mostly because everything is vectors.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind doesn't think of vector. Like, your face, to me, is not a vector, right?
I hope not. I hope I'm not a vector.
Well, using the camcorder analogy, right? The camcorder is taking a grid of pixels and putting them into tape, right?
That's right.
It's a row of pixels. That's how...
This is different, right? This is all mathematics.
Well, yeah, and Photoshop is a lot easier to learn because our minds sort of think that way in pictures,
mm-hmm.
not in lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while conceptually to realize that everything in Illustrator is a wire.
Right.
Basically. It's a line.
Some shape that's defined mathematically that you can transform, rotate, do sorts of things with.
And once you make that, it's sort of like water skiing on one ski.
Yes.
Once you figure out how to do it, it's magical.
It is. Right? It is magical. And, I don't want to give the impression that exporting from Photoshop or a raster-based package isn't interesting. It certainly is, and there's a place for that. But as you said, Avalon really leverages the power of vectors and mathematics and rotations and the power of the GPU that's in the machines nowadays.
Well, the reason to get back to the point, the reason Illustrator is so powerful for graphic designers is because everything is a vector.
Yep.
And what that means is everything is scalable. You can use the same image you create on a little business card
mm-hmm.
all the way up to, that poster that goes on the side of a building.
Yeah, and you've made an excellent point. I mean, one of the main goals here is, as we worked on this, I shouldn't say we, as I worked on this as a side project, you'll learn, was really to lower the barrier between the graphic designer and getting the artwork that they have in Illustrator to a developer.
Yeah.
So as we talk about this exporter, one of the things is no dependencies.
Yeah.
So literally there's one file, it's a .aip file, which is an Illustrator plugin file, that you copy into the plugins folder, you start up Illustrator, and that's it. You don't have to install WinFX. You don't have to install Avalon. So if you're actually
You didn't write this in .NET, did you?
Didn't write this in .NET. Matter of fact, there's a little bit of a story there. I told you I was in the field, so I've been working with managed code for 5+ years now, it seems like. Yeah. So I'm so used to C# and garbage collection and all the things that the CLR gives you. And basically, the story of this plugin is I went home one weekend and said, you know, I wonder what it'd really take. We're talking about building this plugin for Illustrator. What kind of effort would it be? So I went to Adobe's kind of developer equivalent of our MSDN, downloaded their publicly available SDK for Illustrator, cracked it open, started reading the documentation, which actually is good. It's a good documentation. I love SDKs with good documentation. And found out it was all C and C++. I said, oh man, I wrote C and C++ a while back, but I haven't written a line of C and C++ in a long time. So then the old wheel started cranking slowly, and I learned very quickly why I love C# so much.
Yeah.
All the pointer issues, all the memory issues that I now have to deal with, just the syntax issues that weren't that big of a deal, but you know, it took a little bit getting over just to kind of go back into my C and C++ life. But you know, the goal again is to reduce the barriers. So you're right. There's no managed code dependency here. I love managed code. Don't get me wrong. But if you think of a designer who's maybe doesn't do any development at all, who's in an art department in an enterprise, who has the corporate logos and the corporate images and the content in Illustrator, we don't necessarily want to ask them to install WinFX and install Avalon just so they can export some XAML out of Illustrator. So that's really the goal here. Copy it into your plugin folder, something they're already very used to. Export it to XAML and you know email the XAML file or whatever off to your developer.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's not to say you can't install WinFX or Avalon like I do here, so I can preview those files in Avalon and check them out.
Yeah. The file sizes on vector-based drawings are fairly small, too.
They're fairly small, yeah, absolutely, because that's everything is represented mathematically. Now, what you'll see, I'll show you a couple images today that I've gotten permission to use from some artists who really know how to do artwork, because I don't know how to do that. My test files are not that pretty. Some of them can generate some big XAML. Right? It's a good kind of acid test for the tool and an acid test for Avalon. As a matter of fact, some of the bigger, I had a one file that was a illustration of a Yellowstone. That ended up being about 10 megabytes of XAML, which is huge. We don't expect people normally to use a 10 megabyte XAML file. But it ended up being a great test file for some of our internal print teams and their rendering engines so that they could use this huge XAML file and basically prepare us so that we can support things like that.
Yeah. Let's see it.
See the demo.
Yeah. Yay.
So what I've got here is, this happens to be Adobe Illustrator CS2, although the plugin works with Illustrator CS or CS2, so either one of those will work fine. And matter of fact, if you don't have Illustrator yet, you can go download a 30-day eval. So you can check this out. So basically all it involves is I've copied this AIP file into a plugin folder for Illustrator, fired it up, and now if I go look at the plugin list here, I can actually scroll down to the bottom, and you can see that I've got this basically XAML export.aip file listed as a plugin.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Okay.
So installation is pretty simple. So let me start out by just drawing. Again, I'm not a graphic artist. Don't claim to be one. Okay. But let me just take some simple tools here, and I'll draw, you know, a simple shape. I'll go over here, and I'll give it a little fill of, let's say, orange.
Yep.
Let me copy that shape and paste another one of them. Move it up here, and I'll make it, yellow. Paste another one, we'll do one more. We'll make this one, I don't know, some shade of violet or purple, whatever that is. We're all colorblind, right?
Oh, yeah.
and then I can do things like maybe go over to...
I can see why you're not a graphic designer.
Yeah, exactly. go over to the opacity and turn the opacity down so we can see through that, just so I can show off some of that.
Yep.
Let me grab that one, drop the opacity. Let's do something else, like maybe up the stroke on one of these so you can see that we do strokes. And then again, you can see that I've been doing a lot of acid tests. I'm not necessarily after the artistic, but let me draw a shape here.
Yeah.
And what I can do, if you look over here at the layers palette in the lower right, you'll notice if you're familiar with any Adobe tool or drawing tool that everything is split up into layers and a bunch of elements.
Yep.
So all these elements are represented. Well, one of the things I can do is create a clipping region, which we do support. So I'm going to click on make this clipping mask, and now you'll notice I've clipped all that artwork to that mask. So, you know, I spend a lot of time creating these wacky scenarios. And then to export this or see this gorgeous artwork in Avalon, I can do File, Export. And then down here, I've basically the plugin adds an export format called Avalon XAML.
Yep.
And I can, I won't give it a name. Click on Save, so I'll save that XAML out. All right, pops up automatically. And whatever you've registered your XAML extension with, you get to see it here. So here's an example of the XAML. It uses the new compact path syntax, so the paths are represented in some shorter formats. So now let me copy this text here. And I'm going to go open up plain old XAML pad from the SDK. Okay. I'm going to give us a little space here. And all I'm going to do is paste this XAML in here, and hopefully we get something similar to what we saw in Illustrator.
Wow.
So if I go over to Illustrator...
Now at this point, when you're in XAML pad...
Yeah, let me go back to XAML.
This is not calling Illustrator. This would work on a machine without Illustrator.
Correct. This would work on a machine with Avalon, frankly.
Just
so
Avalon.
If you just have Avalon on the machine, and or, of course, the WinFX SDK, you can run this.
Now,
so
how much of the functionality of Illustrator can you use right now?
That's a good question. The post that I'll make about this on my blog will actually kind of have a matrix of what is supported and what isn't and some workarounds.
Yeah.
But for example, Adobe has some very powerful text engines for a lot of good ligature support and text support, and I don't support any of that yet.
Ah.
But the nice thing about Illustrator is you can actually convert all the text to outlines, so it's just another path, and then it exports beautifully.
Oh, that's true.
So it's not really a barrier. Some other thing, newer versions of Illustrator support things called meshes.
Okay.
So I can actually draw a mesh. Matter of fact, I'll draw one here in a minute. Before I do that, though, I wanted to show you that. Let me zoom back out to 100% so this is a fair comparison.
Yeah.
And let me move this so we can actually see them side by side. So you can see that side by side without even zooming in, that's a pretty fair representation.
Yeah.
And of course, the goal here is to represent the artwork as fairly as possible. I don't want to change the artwork in any way. The goal here is really for graphic designers who spend a lot of time getting their artwork just right to represent that as faithfully as possible in Avalon. So people have asked me, Mike, well, do you rasterize anything? Right? Do you turn something into a bitmap and then export it? No, I try not to do that. The current plugin doesn't have to do that in any of its scenarios. There's a couple features that Illustrator supports that are very advanced that we might have to do that with at some point, but right now we don't have to resort to that.
Now, if I have a bitmap in Illustrator, does it deal with that?
This first version of the plugin will not, but it's an easy thing to handle, and Avalon certainly supports it.
Okay.
So as I rev this and release newer versions of it on the internet, it will certainly support that.
Very cool.
So let me take, of course, this is just a contrived example of me drawing some shapes. Let me take some real artwork by a real artist. So let me go open a file here. Let me grab this illustration. This is an illustration that we've done for our some of our smart client posters.
Yeah.
And you know, on the surface, it might not look that detailed, but let me just zoom into this house down here. And you'll notice every time I zoom, we're going to see more detail than you might expect in an illustration like this. Right. So I get down pretty close. I can actually see some gradients on the shirts. I can see some shadowing. I can see some edges on this path. There's even gradients and on the roof lines and some pretty a lot of detail there.
Yeah.
So let me export that. And again, it's as simple as export. Give it a name. Click save. Here's the XAML that it kicked out. I'm going to copy that and stick it again over into XAML pad. No tricks here. Oops. Let me try that again. I think I copied it. And it'll take a second to parse that XAML, but then we render it. Now, just because I've been working with this file so much, let me zoom in a little bit on this so we can see that house. I've cheated and written down the coordinates over here because I am just using XAML pad. So I'm going to scale this by the x by 6 and y by 6. We're zooming in, and it'll take a moment to refresh. And now let me actually go down to that house that we had zoomed into Illustrator, which I happen to know is at this coordinate, if I'm lucky. And give it a moment to parse. We end up really close to the house. So that's an Avalon representation of the vectors.
Wow.
Now, again, if I can't really get them exactly side by side, but I can get them close enough where you can see that what you see in the bottom and what you see in the top are very, very close to each other.
A little bit different shading.
A little bit different shading. Ways. There's some color conversion issues. For the most part, it leverages Adobe Illustrator's color conversion, but there are a couple issues. You also, you know, I'm going to point out the things it doesn't do. You'll also notice down here in the lower right corner of this house, there's kind of a black edge that doesn't exist over here in the Illustrator image. You know, I'm aware of that conversion issue and certainly will work through it. But for the most part, if you're looking to get your artwork over into Avalon or into a XAML format, this works great.
And most user interfaces won't be this complex.
Exactly.
You know, there'll be buttons or... You know, or things with shades on them, or something like that.
Exactly. Corporate logos might be more intricate, but probably nothing along the lines of this.
Yeah.
So let me show you another reason. I try to respect the artwork. Let me open the Avalon Shield logo that you've probably seen whenever we've talked about Avalon.
Yeah.
So it's the Avalon Shield. It's comprised of, you know, an outline element. There's these four quadrants in here, these blue quadrants, and then you'll notice there's kind of this white transparent thing over the top. And if I look over here in the layer palette, you can see that all this, you know, breaks out into a bunch of layers as you'd expect.
Yeah.
So the goal, again, is to preserve the work that the artist has done. So if I go File, Export, export it as a XAML file. All right. And I copy this shield XAML and I paste it. All right, I get the shield. And if I zoomed in, you'll see that it looks really great.
Yeah.
But since I didn't flatten it, since I didn't convert or concatenate or mush all this stuff together, I respected all the individual components, I can now take advantage of some other things in Avalon. So before you showed up, I did, I kind of wrote a little piece of code here. It's actually not even code. Where did I put it? I took a, basically I'm going to add a storyboard to my canvas, which is the rendering surface that I have in XAMLPad.
Okay.
And all this... all this storyboard contains is an animation. If you look real close here, I've got a target name of pulse, which I haven't assigned to the element I want to pulse yet, so I'll do that here in a minute.
Yeah.
Then I tell it what property I want this animation to affect, so I'm going to affect its opacity.
Yeah.
Then I tell it I want it to go from a value of 0.5 to a value of 0 over a duration of 1 second. I want you to reverse your animation and do it forever. Right? Pretty straightforward, easy to understand in XAML. So now if I want to assign this animation to something, I really need to assign something in my file, a name of pulse. So let me zoom down to the bottom. I just happen to know that this last element here, if I give it a name of pulse, and I'm lucky, you'll notice up here, I get an animation that kind of pulses that element in the XAML file. So pretty simple. So what was great is, although Illustrator doesn't support animations natively, if I respect the artwork and export it in a format where they can assign names to it and they can assign animations to it, they can do things like this. And of course, you could rotate it. You could do lots of transformations on it. The goal of the plugin is not to turn Illustrator into like an application design platform. You know, people have asked me that. The goal really is for the graphic artist. It's to get the logos and the artwork into a format that's consumable and usable in an Avalon application.
This is awesome. Will you someday be able to go the other way from XAML?
Open from XAML into Illustrator?
Yeah.
You know, possibly. I don't know that that's as compelling of a scenario. This is kind of a side project that was one of those prototypes that, I wonder if I could do this. And then, I draw my first piece of geometry and, whoa, it looks great. Like the page coordinates in Illustrator are flipped from Avalon, so of course it was all upside down the first time I got any sign of success. So I to flip that around. And the other thing about Illustrator is, of course, it has an object model internally, like Internet Explorer would have an object model, or most anything would have an object model. But it's backwards of what we need in Avalon.
Yeah.
So from a developer's perspective, it's like, okay, now I got to put my hat on and figure out, they put the stuff that's literally at the top of my screen at the top of their object model. So the first thing I hit is actually the last thing I want to put in my XAML file, because XAML file wants the last thing drawn at the bottom of the file.
Interesting.
So I've kind of got to walk the tree of handles, get to the bottom, turn around, and then walk the other direction.
Why did they do that, by the way?
What's that?
Why did XAML's developers...
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I really don't know the answer to that. Fortunately, with a little bit of cleverness, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's walk the tree once and then walk it backwards.
We put everything cool at the bottom.
Yeah, of course, everything cool at the bottom.
Our start bar goes at the bottom.
Absolutely. Everything that's cool goes at the bottom. So I can show you a couple other little interesting effects that are supported. So let me go back to creating a beautiful artwork file. Let me take some text, which I told you isn't natively supported. Let's see if we can just blow this text up a little bit so we can see it. So we got text. If I just exported this, I would get an empty XAML file because it won't understand the text. I told you once that I could actually go up here under type and I can do a thing called create outlines, and it will just turn that text into individual graphic elements, and that would work as well. But if I can do some other things. I can go here and I can do a thing called an envelope distortion. And although I don't natively support meshes, it does support this concept of distortion. So I can grab these points now. Actually, I got to grab my mesh tool over here. But I can grab these points now and I can say, stretch that over here, stretch that down here. I can get pretty funky and crazy about what I do with these meshes because Illustrator provides some pretty powerful tools.
Yeah.
Now, if I take that and I export it, I should mention this little trick. Let me do that again. It's worth mentioning. I'll make sure I say it on my blog post. When you export with this, if you hold down the left shift key when you click save, the super secret key, what it will do is it'll pop it up in Notepad. So I just have to flip over to Notepad.
Oh.
copy it. I got lazy opening files, basically. So there you go, Scoble.
Now,
in a mesh distorted
format. Now, wait a second. Did Illustrator convert it to outlines for
it
you?
It did, because I did an envelope distortion on it. It actually converted it to outlines for me.
I didn't realize that's
right. So there's a lot of interesting things about what Illustrator does. Some other stuff that I might not know.
Now, is this still editable text, or now at this point it's not editable?
It's not editable. Basically, any text I create is going to be on the top of that.
Got it.
So another one that's kind of interesting, just shows the power, really, of Illustrator and what it can do. Of course, let me create just a simple shape so we can see this. Gradients. So if I go over here and assign a radial gradient to this, I can go over here to the gradient editor inside of Illustrator, and I can say I want the gradient to start with, let's say, yellow, and I want it to end with purple. Okay, and you'll notice over here I get that kind of
you
a gradient.
Weird colors.
I kind of do. I'll tell you what. Let's do this one, Robert.
I'm going to send you the Jeffrey Zeldman School of Design.
So let's go over here and let me take another gradient. So we'll take that one, which is kind of funky.
Yeah.
But the point is, if I look over here at the actual gradient definition, you'll notice there's a bunch of different colors along that gradient, which Avalon supports. Okay, Robert, Mr. Color Expert. What do you want here?
I'm not getting involved.
All right, not getting involved. All right, so I'm going to pick a green, I can pick a blue, sure. I can pick whatever I want. And the point, of course, at the end of this is going to be that if everything works properly, that we export these properly. So let me do a file export. Export that. It opens it up in Notepad. We paste it into XAMLPad, and if we cross our fingers, we actually get the gradients fully respected.
That's awesome.
So...
this is going to be a lot of fun for graphic designers.
Absolutely fun for graphic designers.
Into the Avalon world.
I told you the story at the beginning about the project I work on most recently, and we had a UI designer working in. He did some stuff in Illustrator, but none of the content that was created in Illustrator was directly usable in the application. It had to be spit out in a bitmap format and chopped up, and there had to be a discussion. This is the kind of tool that will enable a lot of the application UI design scenarios that we wanted to achieve for usability's sake and interactivity and richness that we could not achieve. So this thing will basically allow them to pop it open in Illustrator, export it to XAML, hand it off to the developer, and with really almost no work. I mean, it's one of these workflows that I still question, but I've now seen it work so effectively so many times, add the behavior with some code behind and make the UI come alive. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, in Illustrator, you can do fake 3D, or you can make things look like a cube.
Yes,
or
you can.
Like that.
Yes, you can.
Will you be able to build 3D UIs for Avalon at some point?
There is, as you said, there is 3D support in the newer versions of Illustrator. Okay. I currently don't support that.
Okay.
It is on my list of requests.
Yeah.
We've had some internal people using this to build like some of the demos and UI that you'll see at the PDC this year, just because we have a lot of graphically rich content that we want to include in this kind of. Unlock is the wrong word, but allows them to get that artwork out of Illustrator and into a format that we can use in these applications. So there's some feature requests that have already come in. So I can just imagine myself spending evenings now revving this thing so it supports
other
features.
Well, this is really cool, dude. I'm really happy to see this and glad to showcase what Illustrator can do, too.
Absolutely.
I love Illustrator.
Illustrator's awesome, right? I mean, it does more than what I can export into Avalon. For example, I'll just show you another one that I asked the Avalon team about the other day. If I take
We could spend 40 hours
we
just
could
in
spend.
Illustrator.
Yeah, exactly. So let me take that. I'm going to remove the fill on that. But I want to stroke it with... let me give a kind of a black pen here. But you'll notice in the upper right here, I can pick a brush. So I can stroke that path with a brush that says... it looks like this, and you'll notice the look it gets as if I stroked that shape around the path.
Yeah.
Avalon doesn't currently support that. So, I asked the Avalon team, does it do this? And, oh, no, it doesn't, but it might do it in a... We might do it by V1, we might do it in the future, it's hard to say, but right now, that's one of the things that I can't export. So there will be cases, but the 80% case looks gorgeous and exports really well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for showing this to me.
Thanks for coming over, Robert. Okay. Good talking to you.